Bienvenidos. Welcome to the Get Engaged podcast produced by the Community Advancement Network based in Austin, Texas. Get Engaged is a community calendar highlighting opportunities to get informed, get connected, and get engaged on efforts aimed at advancing equity, opportunity, and community well-being in Austin, Travis County, and Central Texas. I'm your host for today's program, Raul Alvarez, Executive Director for CAN. This podcast outlines several engagement opportunities through October 9th. To access all event information in this podcast, visit our website, canatx.org, and click on podcast. At the very top of the podcast website is a link to the podcast calendar. We'll start this week's podcast by highlighting opportunities for civic involvement. I could spend the whole podcast on this topic since there's a lot of opportunities to get informed about races and issues that will be on the November ballot, but we'll try to go through it as quickly as we can. On Monday, October 3rd, there is a community conversation to discuss the Austin ISD bond proposal that will be held at Crockett High School. Another community conversation on this same topic will be held at Navarro Early College High School on Thursday, October 6th. Regarding the upcoming elections for Austin Mayor and City Council, there will be candidate forums for City Council Districts 1 and 3 on Thursday, October 6th. The League of Women Voters kicks off its Making Democracy Work series on Tuesday, October 4th on the campus of Houston-Tillotson University. Regarding the program, it will feature Emily Ebby, Senior Election Protection Attorney and Policy Counsel for the Texas Civil Rights Project, who will show how we can help all voters overcome voter suppression and become empowered through knowledge and action. Also on Tuesday, October 4th, but a bit earlier in the day than the event at Houston-Tillotson, is a forum hosted by the Warfield Center for African American and African Studies at UT, called Elections 101, Why Your Vote Matters. The City of Austin has scheduled a series of workshops to facilitate the development of resilience hubs in six focus areas. Resilience hubs are trusted spaces that meet community needs before, during, and after extreme weather events and build community resilience day to day. Your input would help identify places that can support resilience hubs and ensure that these spaces are designed and programmed to meet community needs. On Thursday, there will be a community-wide workshop to discuss options for resiliency hubs taking place at the Millennium Youth Entertainment Complex. In terms of health and wellness, we'll note that the School of Public Health at UT kicks off its 15th anniversary celebration, celebrating 15 years of building public health in Central Texas through excellence in professional development and training, transdisciplinary research, and translation of scientific knowledge into action to create healthy habits. Speakers include Dr. Guy Parcell, Dr. Aliyah Husseini, Dr. Eduardo Sanchez, and Duncan Van Dusen. On October 5th, the Austin Public Library kicks off a learning circle on the science of well-being. It is the first of four sessions that will take place weekly to discuss different topics relating to the course offered by Coursera called The Science of Well-Being. Regarding the environment, the group Planet Texas 2050 is launching a podcast called Planet Texas, a five-episode podcast series exploring climate change solutions in Texas. Everything's bigger in Texas, including natural disasters. Texans face fires, floods, hurricanes, droughts, freezes, tornadoes, and more. And the thing making these Texas disasters even bigger is climate change. Produced and hosted by University of Texas Journalism Senior Aurora Berry, this series tells stories of how major disasters affect all of us, but there is still hope for the future. The feed is live now, so you can actually listen before the launch party on Tuesday. In terms of basic needs, this week on Tuesday, October 4th, and Saturday, October 8th, the City of Austin and Travis County host homeowner savings workshops to provide info and help for older Austinites. specifically how to access home repair programs, tax exemptions, discounted internet services, and other age-friendly resources. Another age-friendly event called Age My Way is hosted by Austin Up on Thursday, October 6th. The forum will address the topic, How Can You Make Technology Work for You? Participants will learn about specific devices and skill levels needed, about safety concerns and measures, and about other available technology resources. We'll switch the focus over to economic opportunity for our community. Workforce Solutions holds regular career training orientation sessions in high need and high demand industries. Career training orientations for healthcare take place on Mondays. Career training orientations for information technology take place on Wednesdays. And career training orientations for advanced manufacturing and skilled trades take place on Fridays. Also, the Goodwill Launchpad Club meets Fridays at 9:30 a.m. to support individuals seeking help to kick off their job search. There's a couple of job fairs that we'll also plug. Austin ISD hosts a job fair on Wednesday. And there is a career fair and networking event on Thursday at the DoubleTree at the Arboretum, as well as a career fair on Friday at the Embassy Suites Hotel. We also want to support local entrepreneurs by highlighting artisan markets and farmers markets. We can't list all activities, but this week we'll just note the two recurring farmers markets hosted by the Sustainable Food Center on Saturdays near Republic Square and in Sunset Valley at the Tony Burger Center. Now for our fun and free feature for this week, I will highlight several very interesting and unique opportunities that you can engage in. Round Rock has their annual Chalk Walk Arts Festival on Friday and Saturday, October 7th and 8th. The 45th annual O. Henry Punoff World Championship takes place Saturday, October 8th. That's right, 45th annual. And also on October 8th, there will be an electric bike rodeo at the state capitol. How's that for an eclectic mix? And that eclectic-tude is when I'm about Austin is what I'm personally proud of. I'm not sure that's a word, but I'm going with it. I'll end the podcast by noting an event at Waterloo Park, the new and improved Waterloo Park, called Tales on the Trails on Sunday, October 9th at 10 a.m. Join Waterloo Greenway at Lieberman Plaza in Waterloo Park for a free, expert-guided, easy-paced park tour that explores the rich histories of Indigenous peoples and resilient natural features that shape today's Waterloo Park landscape. Come early to enjoy on the house breakfast, bites, and drinks. No reservation needed. Dr. Mario Garza is the expert tour guide for this tour. Dr. Garza is an elder of the Miacan Garzas Band of the Coahuiltecan, a state-recognized tribe of Texas. Dr. Garza has decades of involvement in the Native American community, including repatriation of remains, successful development of indigenous nonprofits, reestablishment of ceremonial sites, Native arts and events, and political issues. Well, there you have it, the latest edition of CAN's Get Engaged podcast. Please share with us information about any events that you would like for us to highlight on the podcast in the future. And please be sure to stay engaged, stay healthy, and stay strong. The opinions expressed in Get Engaged do not necessarily represent the views of CAN and or any individuals or organizations directly affiliated with CAN. Hasta la próxima. Until next time.